bottles of liquid zeolite.
Join us here on the adventure that is America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I'll be taking you through this cruise. Some interesting things that we'll jump to, including what was Governor Chris Christie thinking when he got on that state police helicopter? Oh, we just live in a day and age where nothing goes under the radar. It gets blown up, exaggerated, and suddenly you are the news, and it took moments, and he became the news. Wonder if he even enjoyed his son's baseball game. He ended up writing a check to the state for what it would cost to cover that ride. He said that it was about being a dad, and you're a governor 24/7, so he got to the game. He wanted to see his son's game because he would be in college next year. So he felt that he had to get to the game, and that was the way to do it. I don't know. Is it out of bounds for a public servant to use that kind of transportation? It's like the president. He'll get criticized many times for where he's taken a jet. Remember when he decided on an anniversary to take his wife to New York? Ooh, boy, a lot of people criticized that move because it wasn't official business. So what say you, America, yay or nay to Governor Chris Christie? I actually like this guy, and a lot of people, they were hoping he would run for president. He realizes how it is tilted right now, and I don't think he's going to throw in on this. I don't think he's going to be one of the many multitudes of people who are trying to grab onto that Republican nod for the presidential grab. In fact, there are seven who will be part of a big debate in June coming up on June 13th. And Governor Christie, who hasn't said he's running, he's really said he's not running, is certainly not going to go to that. But Michelle Bachmann and the rest of the usual suspects will be there. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Congressman Ron Paul will be there. And so the surprises, the Donald Trumps, the Sarah Palins, those type of people will not be there. Speaking of Mitt Romney, we knew he was running, for goodness sake. He just had to make it official. So it became official on Thursday. Mitt, what say you about running for president?
I do believe that the American people are going to recognize that the skills I bring, having spent my life in the private sector, having applied those skills to a governorship as well, having run an Olympics, balancing the budget every year as governor, restoring a rainy day fund, these kinds of skills and capabilities are just what the country needs. The president has failed at getting our economy going, and the economy is in my wheelhouse.
Well, that makes sense because, if anything, he's going to run on the business side of what he can bring as president of the United States. What's interesting is, does that work? Does that connect to the voters? And if Mitt Romney ultimately is the one who gets the Republican nod to be the GOP run for the presidency, if he ultimately wins that battle, and then who's the VP, does he have a chance against Barack Obama, an incumbent president whose approval ratings are kind of in the middle right now at this point? And the answer to that question is it depends, I think, on a couple of things. The economy would have to just be so far in the toilet. If you had huge numbers of unemployment, which the numbers already are too scary, that and inflation and a myriad of other things that people who are already struggling get to struggle a little bit worse, maybe then that would flip a different switch. But I think that this is going to be a tough uphill battle. And ultimately, if it were Romney, who's the running mate? If it were Newt Gingrich, which I don't think it would be, but who's the running mate there? And would Sarah Palin consider getting back into it? What would be interesting is if Sarah Palin was asked to be a VP again on the ticket, which I don't see that. I don't think she would go through that those hoops again. I don't think she would go on the campaign trail and do what she had to do the last time around with John McCain. I don't think she'd do that with somebody else who was running, but you never know. Maybe somebody talks her into it. Very, very, very doubtful. However, she's going to be the person who is the so-called mouthpiece, kingmaker, whatever, for the Tea Party. So we'll have some sway in getting people to vote for whoever it is that she thinks should ultimately be the candidate, whether it's Ron Paul. Remember, Ron Paul raised a lot of money in one day. He's been there again and again and again in the race for president. So does he finally emerge and get it? I think it's really chopped up. At this point right now, Romney seems to have the most buzz, but I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I don't think he's the guy. So it'll be interesting to watch this show unfold, to say the least, right? All right. Also, one of the things emanating out of D.C., of course, happens to be the debt ceiling. And I almost just hate bringing it up. The reason I hate bringing it up, because it's like we're running around in a circle, and I hate to go around in a circle. I won't do it. It's like when you're on hold. Ever been on hold with a phone company? I'm sure you have. And everybody out there has a cell phone, right, or some version of it, or a house phone. And you're trying to figure out why the bill's wrong or why, you know, you want to switch service or whatever it is you're doing. Boy, that is the biggest runaround I think that I have gotten in anything ever. On the phone with AT&T, pass through 7 or 8 people. Ugh. You ever hear of a thing called cauliflower ear? At the end of the conversation, boom, cauliflower ear. And so the debt ceiling reminds me of that. We keep going around in the same circle, round and round and round and round, and only to know that they're going to just pull out the rug anyway. If you think the debt ceiling shouldn't be raised, and screw it, we've already been through the banks too big to fail and government motors and the whole TARP thing, and we're sick of it, so we'll just suffer the consequences. I'm willing to suffer with everyone else to teach these idiots a lesson. I don't think so. I think it's going to be the same thing, a lot of political maneuvering, and in the end, when it's the drop-dead time, okay, either default or not, they're not going to default. They're not going to do it. So this is just a parade of the same circle over and over and over and over again. I mean, you almost have to think in some of these meetings, there has to be somebody sarcastically saying, look, we all know what we're going to do here. So why are we wasting this time? Look at all the other issues that could be dealt with. Just get it done and do it, because that's what's going to happen, and move on to the other problems that are crippling us. Like lending. Banks aren't lending money. The economy gets stalled when banks don't lend money. Like more job creation that was promised. Make that unemployment number really, really sink. Focus on immigration and the problem with illegal immigration, and stop pushing it off and setting it on a shelf. Actually deal with it. There are some things you can work on if you just get through the tunnel on this whole debt ceiling thing. Stay with us. Coming up, we're really going to lighten the load. Some new movies, another weekend. We got a cheap movie review.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. the original since 1976.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Weekend is a time to kick back and perhaps check out some of the new movies out there. If you're a fan of X-Men, then you might be happy to know that finally there's another installment. This time around, the name is X-Men First Class. I know a lot of people who like X-Men. In fact, I actually have seen all the X-Men. I didn't realize this until I started thinking about the show and doing this review. I guess I'm a fan kind of the fantasy, sometimes sci-fi, although I wouldn't call this sci-fi, genre of film. And this one is sure to be probably pretty crowded on opening weekend. Might be the biggest at the box office. Here's a little snippet.
Chance to become part of something much bigger than yourself.
What do you know about me?
Everything.
A new species is being born. Help me guide it. Shape it. Lead it.
Time for the tour.
You have no idea what I'd give to feel
normal.
You want society to accept you, but you can't even accept yourself.
Should we have to hide?
Tomorrow, mankind will know that mutants exist. They'll fear us. And that fear will turn to hatred.
Not if we stop a war. Not if we risk our lives doing so.
We have it in us to be the better men.
We already are.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States.
They're just kids.
No, they were kids.
You ready for this?
Let's find out.
The cost of freedom is always high. No one can foresee precisely what course it will take. One path we shall never choose. That is the path of surrender.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
All right, there you have it. Of course, you recognize some of the voices, and it has to do with X-Men. Again, this is one of those things that you're either into it or you're not. And if you've never seen X-Men, it might be better to wait. Rent the other versions, you know, 1, 2, 3, I think this is 4 now, and then go and see this or wait till it comes out on DVD. All right, this is kind of an intriguing story. It's called Beautiful Boy.
Breaking news. We are getting reports of a shooting at a college this morning.
Oh, my God.
At least 3 faculty members are among the 17 known dead.
Hi, Sammy. It's Mom. Call me back as soon as you can, all right? Love you.
Campus is completely locked down. There's nothing we can do there.
Just wait.
I'm sure it's fine. Are you Mrs. Carroll?
Is it?
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's not.
I'm afraid there's more.
Son, what do they want from us?
My news.
We are deeply sorry for the devastation our son has caused. We are shocked and utterly heartbroken.
Some things are better left.
Did we do something? Did we not do something?
Should take a few more weeks off. See somebody.
I don't need to see anybody.
Bill, it's not a suggestion.
So we're just gonna erase our son's memory, is that it?
We have to try to start moving forward.
You should be defending him!
There's no defense for what he did!
Wow, so that's, if you want heavy drama and pure shock value, I guess this movie, the script was written that way, and you like some of the people that are part of this movie, like Maria Bellows is in the movie, she's part of the cast, and as I said, if you like, you know, you like controversy, because this has to do with the shock of a son who ultimately goes to a college campus and opens fire. So the couple try to find an explanation of what could possibly have led their son to commit a mass shooting, and they struggle through that drama. It's an hour and 40 minutes. As I said, Maria Bella's in it. Michael Sheen, you might recognize him. He was in The Queen. He played Tony Blair. And then there's a couple of other people like Bruce French. If you're a moviegoer, you probably know some of those names. Don't know how that's going to do. It's sort of one of those better to wait till it comes out on video. I think it's more suited for that. All right, we have one more movie. Now, there are some other movies that are coming out this weekend, but these are probably the three that have gotten the most attention. Of course, there is Rejoice and Shout. There's Love, Wedding, Marriage. But that's not the one that we saved for you here. Check this one out. It's called Beginners.
Arthur, you're coming to live with me now, okay? That's the bathroom. This is the living room. This is the dining room where people come and eat sometimes.
Look, it's lonely out here, so you better learn how to talk with me. This is 2003. This is what the sun looks like, and the stars. This is the president. And this is the sun in 1955, and the stars, and the president. My parents got married in 1955. They had a child, and they stayed married for 44 years until my mother died. 6 months later, my father told me he was gay.
I'm gay.
I remember him wearing a purple sweater when he told me this, but actually he wore a robe.
I'm gay.
He was gay the whole time they were married. Oliver, I just met a girl.
You point, I'll drive.
This one.
Oliver?
Yeah.
They had some wonderfully loud music in the club tonight. What kind of music's that?
Probably house music.
House music. Okay. House music.
The bronchoscopy revealed a mass.
Well, let's not rush out and tell everyone.
Sometimes I wonder.
Before Anna, I had four serious relationships. I let all of them fall apart. Only
night. Just be happy about it, huh?
The melody.
For the first time I saw I'm really in love.
And I am once again with you.
People like us, half of them think things will never work out. The other half believe in magic.
And each kiss an inspiration.
Sex, life, healing, nature, magic.
The memory of love's refrain.
This is what I'm supposed to feel like. Yeah, me too.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. It's one of my favorite segments we do on the show. For this week's In Your Business, I thought I'd introduce you to an architect. Now, if I wasn't doing the broadcasting thing, there's a chance I might have become an architect. I've always been fascinated by buildings. I don't know if I would have been any good, but I've always been fascinated by buildings and design and whatnot. So it'll be a lot of fun talking to Kevin Wallace. He's the vice president of SCI Design. It's a company out of Carrollton, Texas. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing, Kate?
The architect thing, I got to ask you this because you probably heard me there in the introduction. I really do have a thing about architecture. How hard is it? You know, what's it like going through the schooling, and what do you have to do to become an architect? I don't know much about that road. What do you do?
Obviously it's fairly intensive. To become any kind of professional, there's quite a bit of schooling to go through, and then there's a number of years of internship, residency if you're a doctor, or associate if you're a lawyer. But in the architecture profession, there's over 5,000 hours of direct business experience that you have to have before you can even sit to take your exams to become a licensed architect.
Woof,
so it's a minimum 5-year degree. I'm sorry.
5,000, huh? 5,000 hours.
Yes.
Woo. Wow. I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew that you had to go through a lot of hoops, definitely, but I didn't realize it was 5,000 hours. And that's just before you can take the test, you're saying?
Correct. It's after a 5-year to 6-year degree. It's either a 5-year degree or a 4-year degree with a 2-year master's. And then you have to have 5,000 years of business experience before you can sit for your exam.
Hmm. I bet those exams change up maybe a little bit because you're seeing a lot of changes in architecture. We wanted to talk to you about that. What's going on with green design? First of all, let's wind the clock back. When did you notice that green design started to get more popular?
Well, it's been an initiative, at least coming out of the schools, for since the Jimmy Carter era, to be honest with you. A lot of the stuff that we're seeing today started in the 1980s, and the government was trying to fund some initiatives to get more energy conserving technology and like photovoltaic cells, insulation requirements in buildings, et cetera, and so forth. But it actually started over 30 years ago. We started seeing a significant effort on the marketing side about 10 years ago when an organization, which is the U.S. Green Building Council, was actually a for-profit council, started pushing energy conservation, sustainable design, and technological advances in order to make our buildings more energy conserving and more environmentally conscious. That started about significantly about 10 years ago.
Yeah, so it's been a decade. Do you find that for when you have clients, because it's always about the bottom line, are they a little leery about, what is it going to cost to actually save energy? What do we need to do? How much are the materials going to cost? That kind of stuff. Do you find that you run into that?
Yes. I mean, the bottom line, it does rule. In fact, it rules even more today than any time in my career. And I would say maybe the top 2-5% of the building and design industry of the actual built project is still focusing on energy conservation and environmental design. Most of us are looking at basically energy conservation, building smarter, more airtight buildings, more insulation in buildings, using Energy Star rated appliances and technology. And that's about as far as we go and can get our owners of the buildings to pay for.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, ultimately, you know, when you put this stuff in, you know better than I do, that it does pay off, but the problem is a lot of the upfront costs. So you said it, this is the most that you've seen it, where people are really worried about the bottom line. So the economy has had a big impact on construction. I'm certain of it, right?
Absolutely. And we still have, I mean, we're a lagging indicator to an economic recovery, and we're still lagging. We haven't seen it yet.
Do you think, what do you, you know, because you guys all talk, this is water cooler talk, it's water cooler talk we have. What do you think as far as if you were predicting it for a turnaround? What in your industry, what do you think is going to happen?
We're at least another year out. We're very dependent upon a banking system that's capable of loaning money to develop projects, to speculate on projects. And the banks still are not really loaning money at a rate that's going to allow the construction industry to recover anytime soon. We're looking at least a year before the banking industry recovers enough for them to start loaning money to the construction and design industries.
Yeah. So most of the buildings that you do might be redos or sprucing up, more of that probably than actually building the buildings.
Dead on. I mean, everything we're doing is remodeling, renovating, retrofitting, as you just said, fit-ups, sprucing up to make what's existing fresh.
Yeah. Do you have, I mean, because you know, you go through all this schooling, like you told us, talking about the 5,000 hours and the testing and everything, and now finally you're an architect. Do you remember the first project you had?
Yeah, actually I do. Coming out of school, I was very, very lucky. I had a firm that I worked for that allowed me to jump in with both feet into all aspects of the profession. And the first project that I worked on was actually some affordable housing project renovations in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Ooh, how long did that take you, that job?
That was about a six-month project.
Wow. And so right away you got that job. Did you have a sense of pride, you know, once you were done and everything was finished and, wow, look at what we did?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as an architect, that's why I got in the profession in the first place. It's very inspiring any time I do a project to be able to walk on site and know that what I imagined with my clients and then drew up is actually being built in three dimensions there in front of me, and when I walk away, it'll be there for the next 25 to 50 years. That's why I got an architecture in the first place. I'm literally, with my client, changing the world.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you, your favorite part of the job, and we're speaking with Kevin Wallace, VP of SCI Design in Carrollton, Texas, and, you know, we're doing one of those things where we go down the road and look at buildings of the future and look at what we're currently doing. Do you have a dream project? Is there a dream project that you would love to do?
That's a good question. I mean, typically, dream projects for me actually depend upon a lot on my opportunity to work long-term with my clients. So I like any project as a dream to be able to develop a piece of property in a mixed-use opportunity. So we're doing retail, we're doing office, we're doing residential. And mixing that all together, piece of property is going to take us 5 to 10 years to build it out. I like being involved in that community as it grows up from the ground. And I may not design every aspect of that community, but I'm intimately involved with its development with the owner of that property over the 5 to 10 years of its growth.
Yeah. And do you do, you mentioned that all the facets, retail, commercial, et cetera, and residential, are you, do you find that you're doing a lot of residential?
No. Both the, we are seeing multifamily in particular coming back, in particular in the Dallas marketplace. But again, it's not really doing new projects. We are doing the remodeling of the multifamily work. Most of our work still is commercial and retail finish out. In existing and renovations of existing centers and buildings.
Yeah. Do you think in the future, I mean, once the, if it's, let's say we're a year out and you're right, you're an economic indicator of where we really are in lagging behind, but let's say everything turns around, let's say it's a year, 2 years, and you look down the road to building, do you see, you know, I guess it depends on the city and the area, but do you see, Kevin, building up? Are you seeing that people want to go high again, or does it just depend on where we're talking about, or just buildings that are a couple floors?
That's a, you know, that's actually a straight economic question and answer. Energy is going to become more vital and more of a constraint. As a design element, just like the budget is a design constraint, or the piece of property. And the older the United States gets and the more expensive the use of fossil fuels gets, the more we're going to be forced to build closer to city centers, and which means we're going to have to go vertical. We cannot spread out and expense the energy expense that we're embodying into that urban sprawl. So I see we're going up, and we're going to be focusing and concentrating our development around transportation mode centers.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite, we'll end on this one, but do you have a favorite building? Not one that you did, because we talked about that, your first project, that was cool. But do you have a favorite building? What's the thing that really jazzed you up when you got into this business? Some other architect, some other building?
Sure, I'm gonna stay close to home here again, too, and it was Louis Kahn's Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth. He designed that in 1971. And that's just an outstanding piece of architecture. He did work all over the world. We're just lucky to have that particular building here in our own backyard.
Yeah, I've been there many times, and you're right. The building has, you know, I say that we're on all these nooks and crannies. That building has some really cool nooks and crannies, don't you think?
It does. That's one of the reasons I like it so much, is that it responds to every one of your senses, your sight, your smell, your feel. Just the fact you walk in the main entryway and you're walking on gravel underneath the Alpine Holly Court with the fountains beside you. So your ears are activated, your feet are activated on that gravel path. The trees start slowing you down and getting you prepared to be contemplative as you go through and view the art inside the building itself. It responds to every one of your senses and creates the mood to be ready to look at art. It's just a fantastic example of human interaction with a design.
Yeah, and can you just see him, you know how Louis Kahn was, can you just see him there stroking that out, putting those designs together? I can't imagine what that was like to watch the process.
No, he was very proud of that building. That was one of that, I think is one of the ones he believes is the culmination of everything he'd been working for most of his career. So he is very proud of that building.
Yeah, good choice there. What a pleasure to talk to you. Kevin Wallace, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy.
buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From all of us here at America tonight, one, jump on it when it comes to brushes with fame. If you've had a brush with fame, I mean something good. In other words, you were, I don't know, out at Burger King. You were waiting in a long line. You found out that a couple cars in front of you, somebody paid for all your food. And it turns out it was Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know. It could be somebody from sports, somebody from politics, somebody from the movie business, just a brush with fame. Send me your brush with fame. And the reason why you want to do that is because at the end of June, I'm giving away a USA motorcycle jacket, Evel Knievel jacket. You know that he wore with the big flag on the back? I mean, it's a beautiful jacket. If you ride motorcycles, this is the bomb. And plus, your USA pride. And all you have to do is send me that. Plus, an Evel Knievel book could be coming your way. Once we run out, that's it. But we still have some to give away. So if your brush with fame is good enough, we'll do that. Everybody who's expecting a book, don't worry, you'll get them. And you'll be entered into the drawing for the motorcycle jacket. How cool is that? Of course, I don't know that you'd wear it in June. You'd melt. Although on a motorcycle, you need protection, you need that leather, so maybe you would in some parts of the country. Some parts of the country, I take that back, you might at night. But definitely, when it gets cooler in the fall, almost anywhere, you for sure could wear that. And of course, in the wintertime, it's a neat jacket. We'll show it off again next week. We don't want to bombard you with that. Plus, coming up on our Tuesday show, normally we would do it on Thursday of next week, the Belmont the third leg of the Triple Crown, which there won't be a Triple Crown winner this time around. Last time, I think we all know this piece of trivia, last time that happened, it was affirmed in 1978. So once again, did not happen this time around. Animal Kingdom didn't win the Preakness. So the Belmont is a big race, but there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner. Still, we have our Triple Crown challenge. So on Tuesday, which I know is ahead of the game, and you'll actually, ooh, if we can do it, because you'll have to pick, you'll have to pick horses, so we'll just have to figure it out that way. But I want to give everybody a chance who wants to play in the game to do it, to pick a win, place, and show. Pick a trifecta. If you pick a trifecta, you get our library. That's like, you know, seven books. Great books. So you take a chunk out of the library. Brand new hardcover books. That'll happen on Tuesday. See, post positions are on Wednesday, but we'll work around that. There's ways to work around it, right? So without further ado, though, let's head to the mailbag. Oh, that Homer.
Jamil! Jamil is here!
Ooh!
I knew he was there. He was there. He's waiting. I think he wants to know if he's able to enter the drawing for the motorcycle jacket, because certainly Homer Simpson has had a lot of brushes with fame. All right, here we go. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake, you're so lucky that I even go with your emails each and every night, but you crack me up with the stuff that you write. Okay, here's what Jake says. Kate, did you see the story? I know this is frivolous and stupid, but I'm always writing such hardcore things. I feel like I'm the guy in the bunker, and I want to emerge from the bunker. So I was at the grocery store buying a sixer, if you know what I mean, and I happened to see, courtesy of People magazine, that Sean Penn and Scarlett Johansson split up. So does that mean she's on the market? Well, I guess so. What do you have to offer Scarlett Johansson? She was just married to Ryan Reynolds, who's now playing a superhero in one of those. I think he's the Green Hornet. I'm not sure. And Sean Penn, well, I guess he was too much to handle or something. There's a big age gap there. I don't know. I don't pay attention to this Hollywood stuff. I know that's why you threw that out there at me. But, yeah, so technically, I guess, right, she would be on the market. Good luck with that, Jake. Now, that would truly be a brush with fame. If somehow Jake manages to split a burger with Scarlett Johansson, then, you know, Jake, we want to know about that. Possibly, if you showed us pictures, we might almost have to let you win the jacket. That'd be pretty interesting. All right, this one comes to us from, actually, New Hampshire. And the note says, hello, princess. Do you remember me? This is Bob in New Hampshire. I'm not going to give you any other clues. Here's my question. Why was Palin in New Hampshire at the same time that Mitt Romney happened to be in New Hampshire? What's up with that? Is there any chance that Sarah Palin would become a VP to Mitt Romney? Oh, no way. No way. I don't see her as a VP on anybody's ticket this time around. She already did that. That's what brought all the attention to Sarah Palin. We all know that, right? 2 years ago. No, longer than that now. I'm saying 2 years ago. 3 years ago. So she's not gonna do the vice presidential thing. You know, Mike Huckabee, though, because he's talked about kind of waffling. He's talked about going back into the race. Maybe Huckabee as a VP, but no, Sarah Palin says it was just coincidental that she was in New Hampshire at the same time that Mitt Romney was there. It had nothing to do with her running or not. She's not really saying whether she's going to run, but she's become too big of a figure in the Tea Party, as we were talking about with Bob Nee at the top of the show. As he said, she could be the kingmaker, and there is something to being the kingmaker. I don't think she pushes that aside. I don't see it. So, all right, here's another one. This is from, and it plays into the brushes with fame. This is from Robert Garrett. Hey, Robert, big shout out. He says, I like this. In 2000, I was in Israel on a tour when we looked out in the parking lot, and there was Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather walking to their car. We walked over to their car, shook their hand. Also, that was the year, by the way, the Pope was visiting Israel. We got to see his motorcade pass us. We were standing on the street. I don't know if the email qualifies for the contest or not, but I hope so. All right. I might try to call the show if I wake up in time. I'm going to say that, yes, it qualifies you. That's a good brush with fame because you're in another country. You see the at the time Brokaw and Rather doing the evening news, and there they are, and they're going over to their car together. Well, no. Would they have been doing the evening news then? 2000. I can't remember when they – I think so, yeah. They were still doing the evening news, so that would have been at the same time. And the Pope thing is pretty interesting. So I'm going to say, Robert, you qualify. There is a chance for you to win the Motorcycle USA jacket. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Amy, who says, Kate, I've been listening to your show now for probably about a year or so. You always make me crack up. Usually about that time is when I crash. I get to listen to you for an hour or so. I remember when you did a thing on the balloon boy and the father. It might have been community service or something that he was doing. What's interesting is that I saw a piece that that balloon is going to be auctioned off. What do you think about that? Anything to get money, right? Richard Heaney was the guy, the man who pulled off the hoax 2 years ago now, I guess. He said a six-year-old was in danger. He was a stowaway in that balloon that was flying over Colorado. Now he's actually auctioning it off for charity. He thinks he can get $1 million for it. Do you think someone would pay $1 million for that saucer? He's doing it, though. It's an online auction to benefit, and that's a good cause, relief efforts in Japan. There's actually a website. You know what the website is? BalloonBoyFlyingSaucer.com. Quickly write that down if you have $1 million. BalloonBoyFlyingSaucer.com. And it's just going to go right into the trust account of an attorney in Calabasas, California, who's then going to turn around, write a check to a charity to help the Japanese cause. So they're not going to get any money whatsoever for selling that balloon. Remember, he had to do a 90-day sentence, and then he had home detention. His wife had a 20-day sentence on weekends, and she wasn't in a jail cell, but she had to do detail and all that kind of stuff. Also, they had to pay $36,000 in restitution because, remember, so many resources were used to try to track what they thought was the kid in the balloon, and everybody was outraged by that, so they made them pay up. Pretty good deal. I'm going to go and look for that $1 million, see if I can make a bid on that balloon. What do you think?